Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Housewives of the True Crime.
Okay, so we're recording really early, but this weekend I wanted to tell you I have another Texas-ism that people
Okay.
And you know, there's like, it doesn't mean that it has to just be in Texas. I'm just kind of wondering if it just is a Texas thing, but everybody out here seems to be doing fireball. Like it's like a thing.
Like it's new.
Yeah, like it's new, dude. And I almost think it's because you can't buy alcohol, like real alcohol, at the grocery store. You have to go to like an actual liquor store. But they do sell Fireball. Like they sell those like little mini Fireball shots at the grocery store,
you know,
which means it's
really
not really alcohol.
I don't really enjoy the Fireball. I don't. I do. I have Aunt Maria.
Yes.
Who likes to put it in a flask when we're in the snow. And that is maybe the only time
that's actually a good time.
I enjoy a Fireball in a flask is a good time. Okay.
Well, yesterday they had a big jug of it in the pool.
No, that's a puke time. Yeah, no.
No. I was like, this is going to give me a headache. And then one guy was like, your 515 workouts are not going to be so good after that. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I'm not going to take any more. No more Fireball shots.
Yeah, let me tell you, I was planning on working out early this morning after the 3 days in a row of.
Yeah, I know. Of
we're
not.
Just getting over. Yeah, of not. And intoxication. Mm-hmm. And it didn't shake out for me.
Mm.
No,
it did for me. So I did it for both of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it works on your, you know, legs also.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to get back to it. I need an extra day to recover to be able to, you know, I don't like getting on the treadmill and then only doing like a mile and being like, oh, got to get off.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go.
Just do a walk tonight or something.
okay, thanks, Mom.
Walk your dog around the neighborhood. Go be a creeper peeper.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, check out what you got.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did. My husband went out this weekend. We're just both so social. I went out too. I know. You know, we never go out, but yeah, we actually did. So my husband went out. He went out with our friend's husband.
Okay.
I mean, which is like, it's cool. Like, I mean, he has friends, I suppose, but mostly he has them through me. Don't tell him I said that. But so he goes out with him, and our friend's husband is like a real cool guy. You know, he's got like a lot of tattoos.
Okay. It's fully Orange County.
Yeah. Well, and all of his friends, they have a lot of tattoos too. My husband, he's a real clean cut kind of guy.
Yes.
So I guess he walked in and they were like, oh, hey, so you're a school teacher.
Stop it.
Yeah. But, you know, my husband's kind of like me. Like, you know, the more you talk shit to us, the more we like you.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So he had a real good time.
Well, I'll tell you what, those tattooed guys are not going to be able to do. They cannot go to Japan and go in one of those, the saunas. They have these like mineral springs, like in Colorado. But uh-huh. You are not allowed to have one damn tattoo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like tattoo can't come in. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, good to know. Listen.
So I have a tattoo. So I don't know what's going to happen.
You know, I always steal, when we're talking about tattoos, I always steal Kim Kardashian's line because she doesn't have any tattoos.
Mm-hmm. What does she say?
She says, would you put a bumper sticker on a Bentley? So I'm like, Fred, why didn't you tell him that?
Yeah,
like,
right.
I want to mess with this prettiness. He's like, yeah. The fact that I wear glasses doesn't help either. Like, I know.
Totally. But he's so not a dork. So
he's not.
So that's what works out well for him. Mm-hmm. All right. So should we get into today's case?
Let's get to it.
Let's get to it. All right, Gretchy, this case comes right out of Los Angeles, California.
Ooh, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. It's a place that we know really well, but it's also a place that we don't know so well. Los Angeles is massive. I just learned all of this because I wanted to kind of, you know, there's a lot of people that have not been to LA, and I have a girlfriend going to LA, and she's like, well, tell me where I should stay. You know, she wanted to stay at somewhere really reasonably priced. So she sent me these hotels, and I was like, girl, I don't care how reasonably priced these are. You are not staying there. That is absolutely like the wrong place to stay, because people think like, oh, it's downtown, because, you know, when you go to San Francisco,
is no good. Like, no.
Anywhere else in like the country, downtown sounds really awesome, but it's not if you go to LA. So LA has 4 million people living in it in a 502 square mile area. You guys, it's freaking massive. It spans 44 miles north to south and 29 miles east to west. So like, dude, it's.
You got to drive.
You got
everywhere. You got to drive everywhere. Yeah. They do not have public transportation like figured out in LA.
They have it. It's just not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy to maneuver.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
I love going to New York. I know. You can just hop on the train. It's so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everywhere else but LA is easy. It's just not. It also has such a huge range of just being in like the dire straits where you're in Skid Row and people are shooting up heroin and living in tents and rummaging through garbage just for something to eat, to like only 10 miles down the road, you have the most rich and famous people on Rodeo Drive.
I would say not 10. I would say one.
Well, that's true too.
Like, yeah.
It's true.
10 miles like, is far. No, it's like one. Yeah.
There is like from Skid Row, 1 mile down, it's like LA Live where, you know, you got the Lakers playing and people are living
Katsuya
it up.
Katsuya and all that happen in clubs. Yeah, it's
so
fun.
It's crazy. LA is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So when I say I know it well, I know parts of it well. And I have been to Skid Row on accident. So I know what that looks like. And I also have been to Katsuya in the same day.
Yeah.
Since Hollywood has become a thing way back in the day and movie stars came and like the film industry, I think that's when Los Angeles really became a melting pot of some of the greatest things, right? There are people from all walks of life, people that come to LA to be someone, to do something. And I think a lot of people think when they come to LA, they will be a movie star. You probably will see a movie star. People ask me all the time.
And you will be a server at a restaurant. Every server in LA is in the business.
Yeah, right. What do you do? Yeah. I'm in the industry.
I'm in the business.
It's like, oh, okay.
I was in a catalog one time.
I'm now a TikTok star.
So when I'm not modeling. Yeah.
The other thing about LA,
listen, we shouldn't shade that though. I mean, listen, it takes balls to put yourself out there. And you know, listen, besides this, my other career was being a server. So I really cannot knock it.
Listen, you know? Being a server was actually my favorite career.
Totally.
Yeah. So I would do it again. I have dreams about it all the time, by the way. Like I just, maybe when my kids are grown and I have nothing to do, I'll be a server and I'll get all of my steps in every day and I'll get to meet all these fun people.
Yeah.
And I'll get to eat good food again.
Yeah.
Okay. So the other thing about LA is it does have business. It's got lots of business. So if you're there for that, it's a good place to, it's got some good colleges, you know, it's a good place for a time. Well, there, just a few years ago, there were these two magically beautiful, smart disco biscuits that came to LA for two different reasons. They found each other in friendship, which I love. I love like two walks of life finding each other, you know? One's name was Christy Giles, and Hilda Marcela Cabrales Arzola. Sorry, that is a really fucking long name.
So let's shorten it up.
I'm going to shorten it to just Marcela because that is what people called her. Well, these two girls, Christy and Marcela, they met each other sometime around 2021. Christy was a 24-year-old model, and she actually was a model. Like she actually did make like she had an agent. Okay. She moved to LA from Alabama when she was just 18 years old. She was already signed to a modeling agency when she was 15. She was discovered in Alabama and signed to Wilhelmina. Are you familiar with that one?
Well, yeah.
So she was
a big one.
She was a model. I actually sent my headshots to Wilhelmina back when I was like 15.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Never got a call back.
You walk in and there's a bunch of scam artists like this that are like, oh, come to us and just pay $1 million and we'll take headshots for you and make you something special. But
did you do that?
They don't. Yeah, I did that.
In Ventura?
No, I didn't. I went all the way to a not sexy part of LA. Into a weird, scary building that I'm lucky that I made out of alive.
So I did it in Ventura and I did it in LA too.
Oh, yeah. See, we are no better than all the people we are. Yeah. We're just grown up. That's the only difference.
Yes.
One side note is I heard you say Christy Giles, and this name is familiar to me, though I don't know this case. Was this by chance a listener suggestion? Because I feel like I've been suggested this.
It probably was. And I am sorry that I don't.
She doesn't know, but whoever suggested it, thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'm glad you didn't do it. I'm glad it's not one you're doing this week too.
I'm not. And I don't know it. So it's fine.
That would be really bad. Okay. So Christy, I want to just tell you, she reminds me of Nicole, our friend that passed away. She's got this like really exotic look to her. She has dark hair and this jawline that's just, it's, I don't know. She just is this pretty girl that is kind of set from the rest of probably everybody in Alabama. You know what I mean? This kind of like Nicole was like very
easy, breezy, pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she started modeling at 15 when she got signed by Wilhelmina and traveling all over the world. But she officially moved to LA when she was 18, which is good on her parents because sometimes they send their, like, you know, 15-year-olds to live by themselves in LA or New York. And that's pretty much where you have to live. Like, you have to live in LA or New York to really model. So I don't blame Christy for choosing Los Angeles. It's got nice weather and no shortage of fun. Christy was a free spirit, so free spirited, Gretchy, that she went to Burning Man and eloped while she was there and married her boyfriend.
Oh, shoot.
At Burning Man.
Is everyone familiar with Burning Man? I didn't know the young people really went. I thought it was like kind of like old people who wanted to like be cool.
Maybe
and
not.
Naked.
Maybe
and
not in
stay 2021. In trailers. I don't know. I'm not really down for like a festival with outhouses anymore. I'm too old for that.
Yeah, you guys, it's in the middle of the desert and basically people come and bring their motorhomes or whatever and it's hot as fuck. And it's a real like hippie-ish good time.
But like extra, like they wear basically nothing or like these weird costumes and everybody does like shrooms.
Yes.
Or Molly, whatever.
All of it.
All of it. Yeah.
And then they leave and it's like the whole city leaves and they take all their trash and they burn down the big man. And that's why it's called Burning Man. All right. So she married her boyfriend just on a whim at Burning Man, which her mom was pretty upset about. So, but she promised her mom like she was going to have a marriage and a wedding dress and all that pizzazz. So, but she loved Jan and he was like her person. Like I'm saying, free spirited. Okay. Now there was Hilda Marcela Cabrales Arzola, who went by her middle name, Marcela, because her mom shared her name with her. And Marcela was from Mexico. She had gone to college, graduated top of her class in architecture. She studied abroad. She learned multiple languages and was looking for the next big thing after her studies. She worked as the lead project manager at Atrio Interiors in Los Angeles, which I think is where Christy and her actually met because Christy was kind of into interior design as well.
Cool.
Marcela was super bright. She was on a path to something really great. And her independence really shined in Los Angeles, but girlfriend was not feeling LA for life. She wanted to move to Canada, where she, you know, she loved the country and she wanted to like just fully establish herself in Canada. I mean, Marcela was a real career minded woman. So
I feel like Canada's got it going on.
For right? sure. We have a listener actually that just wrote me, Penny, that she wants to move from South Africa to Canada. She was telling me something crazy that South Africa is having these like they're turning off the electricity for 6 to 16 hours a day, which I don't even know how you like work in the day if you don't have electricity, if you're like a computer person like us,
right? Yeah,
you know,
solar,
it's like hard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Solar, I mean, it's got,
that's it.
Electricity is, they also said that about here, they're going to start doing like rolling blackouts in America.
Oh, let me just tell you.
Yes,
guess
tell
what?
Me. What?
It's raining.
I'm not surprised. I am definitely not surprised. It did rain here yesterday also, but it was like
it was
85.
Probably like a nice warm one.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Not here.
Okay. So both these disco biscuits, they were both exotic, okay, which can be a real showstopper when together. And on November 12th, 2021, Jan, Christy's husband, went up to San Francisco to visit some family. So the two girls, they decided they were going to go out. At some point, there were three girls together. I'm not sure when the third one came or went. Well, I know where she went, but there were three at one point. But I'm just talking about these two, okay? So they go to an art show at the Soho House in Los Angeles. And after that, they went on to a warehouse party, which we know to be called a rave. Mm-hmm. In the East LA. Now, if you're not familiar with raves, they are parties in warehouses a lot of times with DJs, multiple DJs that people like, with lots of lasers and lights and dancing, and commonly a lot of drugs. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the party was in East LA, which is like usually a little harder than West LA. It's not as safe, but what happened to these girls, I think, could happen anywhere.
Totally.
And not just in LA. And let me make a disclaimer here. This case has yet to go to trial. So once it does, I will be giving much more information. So what I have now comes from multiple news articles and like a 48 hours or Dateline. And then I also want to make it clear that everybody that I talk about is presumed innocent until they're proven guilty. But, you know,
you can have an opinion.
I have my opinions.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So Marcella and Christy, they get to the rave, and this third girl, I'm just going to call her the third girl, okay? These girls are showstoppers. We think at some point these girls, they get separated, maybe dancing. They're in the VIP area at one point. Marcella meets a guy named David Pierce. He's a self-proclaimed Hollywood producer.
Gotta watch out for those types.
Which, I mean, how many of those did you meet in LA? That was like, okay, you're a dime a dozen. Mm-hmm. Let's not really believe anybody in LA. That's one thing I can tell you. And his buddy, Michael Ansbach. David offers at least Marcella some blow, but I do know the two women did do some coke. I think it will come out later that David did provide both of them with cocaine, and we know that Marcella also took ecstasy.
Okay.
These drugs, although illegal, are not uncommon at a rave, right? I mean, doesn't everybody do like, well, what do they call it now? Molly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, the third friend, who has been unnamed, decided to leave the rave early. Marcella and Christy stay until after 4 a.m. The next day, Jan, Christy's husband, starts getting a little worried after he texted her and called her, and she had not responded. He, at first, you know, was like, well, she went to a rave, so she's probably sleeping like all day. But as the time went on, Jan got more and more concerned. So he looked at his phone at Christy's location. The two shared their location on their cell phones, which is smart.
Yes.
Grouchy.
Yes. And a sign of a good marriage.
Totally.
By the way, Leela, if you're listening, I noticed you stopped sharing your location with me, and we're going to talk about that.
Oh, no.
Because I also track my friends.
Yeah, she does. Okay. He notices that she was at a certain address off of Pico and Olympic, which is not near the rave. And she was there almost all day since maybe 4 a.m. or somewhere around 4 a.m. But then Christy's location changes, and it is now at what looks to be a hospital. You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, It starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences. And then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
I'm talking about Rakuten. Have you checked it out? Because I recommend you do. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores that I know I shop online at, like Zappos, Sephora, and Best Buy. We are all already online shopping at our favorite stores, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. How it works is the stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app and start saving today. Your cash back really adds up. Listeners, today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Are you busy? Well, of course you are. And if you're like me, that means you put off investing because maybe it just doesn't seem urgent or it's intimidating. Enter Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. What I love about Acorns is that it gives you the tool to give your money a chance to grow. You don't have to start with a lot. Just start. Believe me, it feels great. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Investing involves risk, including the loss of the principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC, Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
Jan calls Christy's third friend and Christy's parents to say he's very worried something very bad has happened to Christy. The third friend, as we will, like I've been calling her, right, actually shares her location with Marcella, like you and Leela and you and I do. Mm-hmm. Which is also good, you guys, because this shit would not get solved, by the way, if it did not. People did not share their location service. Okay.
And the Leela in question lives in the Los Angeles, the very place we're talking about.
I know. Okay. So Leela, share it, because if something bad happens, we need to be our own detectives.
We'll find you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So what Marcella looks to be at this time is a different address, but she had been at the same address as Christy earlier that day. Marcella was also at a hospital, but not at the same hospital as Christy. She was miles away and actually didn't show up until 2 hours after Christy had shown up at a hospital. Christy was dropped off at a hospital in Culver City by two men just dropped on the curb. The same two men, or what looked to be the same two men, dropped Marcella off at the Kaiser Permanente. They stated that they found her on the curb and they left her at the entrance of the emergency room. Christy's parents were contacted shortly after she arrived to the hospital and given the most devastating news that their daughter had passed away. You can imagine the horror that they felt. I mean, how could this girl just die? Marcella was clinging to life. Once she was intubated and assessed, Marcella was found to have no brain activity. Her parents were called from Mexico. They flew in to be with their daughter, but unfortunately, there was no cure, no miracle that would work for Marcella, and her family had to make the unthinkable decision to let her go. She actually died like the day before her 27th birthday. But before they pulled the plug, as they say, they donated Marcella's organs. So as they wheeled Marcella down to take all of her organs that probably like gave so much life to somebody, the whole hospital staff was like clapping for her. And I bet you like, because basically like you could use her heart, you know?
Yeah.
Her heart is fine. So I bet you there's another soul living with Marcella's heart right now, which is incredible.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
Listeners, remember when everyone was doing juice cleanses and was basically hangry all the time? Well, there's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off.
Rose partners handle all the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink.
So it was determined that Christy died of a drug overdose, and she had a mix of ketamine, cocaine, fentanyl, and GHB in her system. And we all know that GHB is the date rape drug.
That's the one that'll get you dead.
It will get you dead, but you don't just take it. I mean, most people don't just take it. Women particularly don't just take it. Mm-hmm. And they're around men they don't know. Marcella, on the other hand, lived for 2 weeks after getting to the hospital. So her death was ruled organ failure with a mix of unknown drugs like cocaine and ecstasy. So I don't know how that actually worked with her autopsy, because a lot of the drugs would have gone out of her system by the time they assessed her death, right? So I don't know if she had GHB in her system or not. When the police were informed, because it said unknown drugs, you know, so like there was just not enough, I think, at that point to say what it was. So when the police were informed that these two 20-something-year-old women were just dumped on the curb of the hospital the same day, they were interested in finding out what the heck happened. When they pulled up camera footage from the hospital, they noticed that they were driven to the hospital in a black Prius with no license plates on the car. The men were dressed in hoodies, hats, and bandana-type masks. The problem is these damn masks, like, in 2020, so it's now just 2021, so, like, having some dudes pull up with, like, bandanas over their face is not
uncommon or weird. Yeah.
Or weird. However, if it was 2019 and it's 5 p.m. and some dudes pull up with, like, a dead body in their car with masks, like, 911 would have been called right away.
Right.
But it's not, right? So thankfully for Find My Friends location sharing on the phones, Jan immediately was able to tell police, like, my wife was here at this particular address all day before she moved to the hospital.
Nice.
And this address belonged to the home of David Pierce, the Hollywood producer, and his roommate, Brant Osborne. Police did an initial investigation. They even took these guys in. They asked them some questions, but they released them. And honestly, it's Los Angeles and people are getting murdered every day. That is why, Leela, you've got to share your location.
Your location.
Because
yeah.
I'm telling you, like, I think it's too many murders to really do anything about it. You know, I mean, they arrest people all the time and just let them go.
Well, I jump to the fact that it's like, you know, like, if she's taking, I don't know anything about ketamine. This is like
me neither.
New on the scene. Mm-hmm. Right. But I know you hear it called Special K. It's like a thing, but a little ecstasy, Molly, whatever you want to call it, and blow. That's like a pretty common combination. And uppers. No one would be on those two and feel like they needed something else, like GHB. That just wouldn't happen.
No.
It would never happen. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So I think that the priority was a little bit higher to find out what happened, because these girls are pretty and the media picked this up because it was a little strange, but they did die of an overdose, which doesn't really look good.
Right.
And one's a foreigner, which should mean nothing, but it does. You know, like there is bias here.
Mm-hmm.
But that did not stop Christy's husband, Jan. He was like, I'm going to do some digging myself. And so he did. He pulled up Christy's text messages on her laptop. And he also starts blasting David on social media, asking for help if anybody knows who this asshole is. Well, turns out that Mr. David Pierce has quite a reputation. A reputation of drugging and raping women. Actually, you're going to get so mad at this. But it's not going to be, it's like the, what the fuck, that guy, Danny Masterson shit. These women, since 2010, had been going to the police to report sexual abuse from David, but each time their cases were rejected for lack of evidence or some bullshit like that.
Oh my God.
So it's like we have to wait till somebody dies to actually do something.
Yeah.
Or not, because it's Christy's husband that's like trying to do something, piecing together this evidence. So Jan gets footage from the party and sees these girls leaving with three guys. Also, her texts that were pulled up on the laptop, one of the text messages asks Marcella if she wants to do some coke. And that is when they're in David's house. Almost immediately after that text, Christy texts again and says, let's go, with a wide-eyed emoji. Okay. Which is like, you know, that one where you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Marcella writes back, yes. And Christy writes back, let's get an Uber 10 minutes. Okay. Well, the Uber pulls up. There is footage from a nearby apartment complex that shows the Uber pulling up, but no girls ever get into the car. You don't actually see these girls leaving David's house for 12 hours when David is seen carrying them to his Prius, which he conveniently pulled the license plates off of before driving them to the hospital, where he basically dumped them out like trash. So with all this evidence, police finally make an arrest. David Pierce, Brant Osborne, and Michael Ansbach were all arrested in connection to the murder. Michael has since been let go with no charges filed against him. So I'm assuming either he's talking, which I think he's probably doing.
That happens. He is probably cooperating to save his own ass, which is smart.
Yes. It's also noted in some of the things I read that Michael was never seen actually at the house. Maybe he just dropped them off, but we'll see. We'll find out when the trial happens. Brant has been charged with accessory to manslaughter. That is the that's the roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And David has been charged with murder, on top of rape and sexual assault against seven other individuals that have come out since finding out about this case. And this is only seven. I bet you there are so many other. Yeah. They have also decided to try David's murder and sexual assaults all together in the same trial, which I can't believe they're going to do. I'm like pretty stoked on it, actually, because it really will show his character, because I think what's going to happen is like, we're going to see that the girls did cocaine before. And then the defense is going to try to say that these girls did all the drugs before, and then they just died in the house of a drug overdose. But with him drugging and raping women on a regular, we know that, yes, maybe they did do some drugs before, but not enough drugs to kill them. And not drugs that are date rape drugs.
Yeah. And I'm no expert, but yeah, I can't imagine, because, you know, obviously coke and stuff is like an upper, that GHB must slow you down. I mean, the only time I've ever seen anybody use it, they were like, they drank a 12 pack within 10 minutes and then went to sleep. And I was like, how is that shaking out for you? That seems like not a fun thing.
That's what happens. I have been given that before. I think I've talked about this, but at a party, I had like the jungle juice, you know?
Yeah.
Some guy brought me the jungle juice. And I mean, I just wanted to go to sleep. I was like, I just remember being like, I gotta go. I don't feel good. I don't like feel like I'm myself. And mm-hmm. this guy was like, I'll walk you back to your dorm. And my friends were like, no, you won't. She's staying right with us.
Oh yeah.
And that is all I remember. Like, I don't remember anything else. I woke up at one of my friend's houses. I was like, no recollection of anything past just telling them that I didn't, like, I was like, I got to go back. That's
it. Yeah. I mean, and that is the lesson what we have to, I mean, if you're a young lady or if you are raising one, no girl left behind.
I know.
You do not leave the party, the bar without your friends. You just don't do it.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. So we are now awaiting this trial. I can imagine it's going to be next year. They just did, I think in April, like the April 30th, they just had like a pretrial hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So I can imagine it's not going to be for another 6-8 months before we have
a trial. He'll probably plead guilty right before the trial date.
I don't think he's
going
to.
He'll take a plea.
No way. He won't. He won't, because he's got a pretty good defense, because it's like, you have to prove that I actually killed these girls. And I don't know if they'll be able to prove that he killed them. I think they'll be able to like put a bunch of other charges on him. But I don't know. Hopefully, you know, juries are, they think you're guilty anyway. So hopefully they do, because I do think this guy is a total douche that needs to be put away forever. But I think they're going to say, do not plead guilty.
Mm. Well, we'll see. Have you seen those?
The other guy,
drink
Brandt,
condoms. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Brandt, I think, should plead guilty and take some sort of a plea deal, because what he's seen on, he is like, he did take those bodies out. Not that he killed them. He's like accessory to manslaughter. Maybe he'll plead something guilty to whatever, like helping him take them to the hospital. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, drink what condoms, I was going to tell you about. It's like it goes over your drink. It's like a plastic,
uh-huh.
like looks like a condom-ish, yes. right? Or a shower cap goes okay. over your drink. And then, you know, you stick your straw, like then people can't put anything.
I like that.
In it. Because it like changes colors if something is added to the drink or something.
Oh, you know, it's like very interesting, because I think it takes like a second for somebody to
Like, boop. Especially that GHB, you know, uh-huh. it's clear liquid.
Yes. And so I think you just have it in a little eyedropper thing. Mm-hmm. It's like nobody ever sees it coming. You could just mm-hmm. have it barely in your hand. So,
yeah. And you know what? I shouldn't have said, I know I just said, like, if you are raising a young lady or you are a young lady, I know a not so young lady who was just.
Yes. Yes.
Who was just drugged.
Yeah. It's anybody. I mean, you got to just,
anybody,
you got to be careful.
Any of us. Yeah.
I'm always still aware, even though I'm like, dude, I'm with my husband and we're at a bar, you know, you just never know.
Yeah.
Okay, so Christy's family, they're from Alabama, and they would really like to attend the trial. And you can imagine that is going to be tough, because they have to get off work and they have to travel, and it's really expensive. And so they did start a GoFundMe page. It's under Dusty Giles, which is Christy's mom's name. So if you would like to find it and help them out, you can find that under GoFundMe. And I just want to say, I pray for these girls. I pray for their justice. I want to get this disgusting perv off the streets. And you know, you already just talked about the lesson, but the lesson is, right now, it's like, you guys, fentanyl is fucking everywhere. And it scares the effing crap out of me. And so I'm like, do not do drugs. Like, just like try not to get sucked into cocaine ever, because I feel like you're going to get fentanyl.
I know.
People put it in there because it's like cheap and easy. And I don't know. I feel like just go to get.
You can do your edibles
and microdosing mushrooms, and like something else. I don't know.
Drink, you know, have the cocktails,
something else.
Yeah.
I'm like, an edible sounds good, right?
Yeah, totally. Like,
totally. Mm-hmm. Okay. So anyways, if you guys want to check us out more, we are on Patreon or our bonus episodes on Apple. Apple's been having some issues. I hope they get it together. So if you don't mind listening on Patreon, I say go there and then just import your stuff to Apple. It's not very hard with an RSS feed. And so you'll get it still on Apple. If you're on Spotify, you have to go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. I still do love Apple, if you're listening. I just think that you need to figure out how to make it better so that people aren't emailing me all the time about what the hell is going on with your app. And what else? We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube. So if you want to check us out, don't write us anything disgusting, please.
Or at least say it about both of us.
I know. Gretchen so gets annoying. Her feelings hurt and I get my feelings hurt. You know, if you like her better or if you want to
come on.
See some disgusting part of me, ask for Gretchen's too. It makes me feel better also.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I think that is it for today.
Okay.
Clink, clink, clink.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.